This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
It's all rotted on the driver's side. That's where I'm sitting with the steering wheel. And of course, the steering wheel in this case being radio, the silver microphone. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. And you are my guest. Thank you for being my guest and spending your time and sitting and relaxing in your man shed or your she shed or your living room or wherever you might be sitting. I do appreciate that. If you're at work, thank you for tuning in. Thanks. I want to thank the employers for letting you have the radio on and tuning in. It means a lot to me. So every hour of Auto World is different. And this hour of Auto World, every week, folks, we have 3 hours for you, and that means that all 3 hours, every hour is different, and we go into the email bag, we take emails live, we love your phone calls, of course, the stories of your first car, your second car, the lemon that you drove off the cliff. What? You did? You better not have. Anyway, all those kind of stories, my smell, my noise. I always, an automotive technician or a mechanic or a grease monkey, whatever you'd like to call me, after 45 plus years, it is called communication. And communication means that you have to talk the walk. I mean, your car's making a noise. You're the smell. You got to tell. You got to talk out loud to your favorite technician, your mechanic, your body shop person, tell them everything and communicate as much as you can. And of course, I do recommend a little Auto World tip to start this hour off with. You definitely have to make sure that your technician, your mechanic, your person that's going to fix the car that you've asked to fix the car gets in the automobile and you go with them. Make sure that I want them to drive. I want you to sit in the passenger seat and holler out when you hear that noise. When you hear that noise, say, "That's the noise." I've said too many times. Now, yes, I've been dizzy driving, sitting in the passenger seat with a customer going around in the parking lot, around and around and around and around. And we're getting dizzy because they're trying to get the noise to happen, and it does not happen. That's a common thing. It really is. Then they drive away from the shop. Well, I can't hear the noise. I can't fix it. If I don't hear the noise, I can't fix the noise. So, with that stated, it might take a couple of visits to your automotive shop or your dealership to get it done. The worst thing that can ever happen to you, and I know a lot of you are guilty right now, and mad at the dealer, and mad at the repair shop, mad at the body shop, the tire shop, the brake shop, whatever shop, the tranny shop, because, hey, Mark, they charged me this much and it's still doing the same thing. That's the key point, is you got to make sure that I'd recommend you go back as soon as possible, but make sure that you're in the car and point out the noise, the shifting pattern, or whatever it's doing at the time. A little trivia for us. It was way back when, back in 1961, actually, the Scout was introduced. This good old Scout, International Harvester Scout, went from 1961 and 66 and 67, and I've got so much stats in 68 and 69 through 70 and 71. Oh, yeah, the new Scout Comanche back in 1971. Then we had the 1972. Oh, yeah, hello to the new Scout, too. Woo! But in 1980... the International Harvester Scout turbocharged diesel was available. Did you buy it? Back then, in 1980, it came with a 100,000-mile, 5-year engine and body warranty. Now, that's kind of unique. Body warranty was one of the first words that was offered back in that day, and it was completely all new. And I don't know about you, but every Scout that I've ever seen in my life, live and in person, has got rust in it. Really, I have not yet seen one that has not have been. Now, I'm talking original. A body warranty, and most Scouts are all rusted out. Oh, yeah, back in 1980, a brand new grill, various striping combinations you could order. But guess what? The all-new turbo diesel engine back in 1980 was a Nissan / Datsun diesel. They also were optional back in 1976. Wow. So before we headed into this hour, on the first hour, I just shouted out, said, who purchased the very first Ford Mustang? Ponder that for a little bit before we head out on our first break, and then we will be letting you know who really did buy the very first Ford Mustang. Look forward to your emails right here. Oh, that smell!
Can't you smell that smell?
Oh, I know I can smell it. Yeah.
The smell of death around you.
It's all around me. Well, if you head over to our Facebook page, you'll... Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans, and of course, again, welcome you to over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at that picture there. We got a lot of comments. It actually took my PR director, Bobby Biesser, it took him 6 weeks to get that car to look like that. Doesn't look good, does it? But that smell. Oh, yeah. New car smell. According to science, the new car smell is actually bad for you. What? What about the old car smell? What about all the McDonald's and stuff that's in there? I want to do a shout-out here to our all of you on Facebook that's made a comment. Alan, thanks for great information, Alan, on Facebook page, my Facebook page, Mark Evans. And thank you, Alan, for that information. And Bob, thanks. And Rob, yes, thanks, Rob. Appreciate that, Rob. Aaron, thank you. And Martin, appreciate that. Your comments on Facebook as well, being involved with Auto World. And there's our shout out. A lot of shout out horns there for everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What did, Aaron said here, oh, look, my old service truck, nothing like working 80 hours a week and living in the life. Oh, yes, Aaron, thank you. Isn't that the truth? Anyway, the new car smell, though. You folks that don't have Facebook and can't go over and take a look, what that picture is in the passenger side of this automobile. Bobby Biesser ate McDonald's and Burger King, and I think he put Wendy's in there. I think he's got Taco Bell in there. He's got all the old bags and wrappers, and I can smell it from here, and I'm in the greasy garage studio. It doesn't smell like grease anymore. Okay. Anyway, it's a mess over there on the passenger side. It goes all the way to the back seat. I think it totaled out his car, but he did it right here for Auto World, so you can see the picture. Ugh, that smell. Anyway, according to science, the new car smell is actually bad for you. We thought we loved the new car smell. In fact, isn't that the reason you bought a new car? Well, think again. It's hard to describe it. A fresh new car, of course, until you own one and you do it. Pristine smell, pristine cleanliness. Everything looks so good, but the toxic hazards that are in the car are not good for us. This is according to a USA Today and members of Harvard University study in the Beijing Institute of Technology studied the effects of the chemicals, folks, used to create that new car smell by parking a pair of new cars outdoors and having them sit through a series of changing weather conditions over the course of 12 days. So picture that. You've got two new cars, sitting next to each other in the sun, the rain, the sleet, the snow. 12 days worth of bad, good sun, weather, all that. After measuring the air quality inside both of these cars, researchers found that there were clear signs of two toxic chemicals being released. These toxic chemicals, two of them, the words are so long, it's basically the alphabet. I'm just pointing out they're toxic. That satisfying new car smell? I think not. A mixture of fresh plastic, fresh fabric, fresh leather, fresh vinyl, fresh everything, even including the gas will be fresh, but the glass is actually fresh. Releasing chemicals. We're going to come take a short break. We're going to come back and talk about the VOCs. Thanks again, Ellen, on Facebook for bringing up the VOCs. We'll be right back, right here, sitting down here on this F-100 Ford pickup seat. Oh, that smell.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
What model is it?
The question of the week. Who purchased the very first Ford Mustang? We're going to find out here in just a little bit. A little trivia, and then we're going to get right back to the VOCs of this. Ooh, that smell. Do you know that the last car sold in the United States with a factory cassette player was a Lexus SC430 Coupe? That's right. Goodbye, Mr. Cassette and Mrs. Cassette and everybody's cassette. The United States, last one sold in the United States, factory cassette player, was a Lexus SC430. Now, VOCs, that smell, don't think for one second that, those old McDonald's and Burger Kings and Taco Bells and all those wrappers you have in there and those bags and all that aren't creating some kind of a smell. But, yeah, there's toxics. There's two toxics that they found. Once they parked two cars next to each other, the scientists have found out that there's two toxics that's coming off, of course, all these fresh materials that the cars are made out of. VOC. Chemical compounds are known as volatile organic compounds, VOCs. Now, this is what's real scary about all this, folks, is that the VOCs are generally scentless. You can't smell them. You don't even know they're there. I know in the summertime, which we will get those calls and those emails coming in, and I'll be addressing the air conditioning smell, the dirty sock smell, of course, coming through your vents when you turn your air conditioner on. But that's the later date in auto world when it turns really, really hot out on us. We get those calls. But the exposure to these chemicals that leads to dizziness, headaches, allergies, and cancer. The researchers found out that both these cars that were parked next to each other for 12 days in different weather conditions, after sitting there, closed up, emitted enough very toxic chemicals, high scale, went far beyond the environmental standards that China actually even recommends. So, hey, if it's bad for China, it's bad for us. Now, one thing about it is that's for the new car smell. So what I recommend, that's why I stand behind this, that everyone that emails and is in touch with me and says and contributes, there's a gift bag. And in that gift bag, there's products from sponsors of Meguiar's and Mother's and a Solution Finish and an STP and wash drops, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they're odor eliminator. Odor eliminator. It's a detail bag. It's a keep your car clean, please. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just hire it done. Shampooing the carpet. Vacuuming the interior can help release the odors from surfaces. Now, once you vacuum, this is a little secret. I don't know if you knew this, but you will know now here on Auto World that there's two products that I like to use that I recommend that absorb the odors in cars. One I've said here on Auto World before is that you can go to your upholstery shops, your automotive upholstery shops, or you can go to the furniture upholstery shops that they're building furniture. Okay, we can't find those, Mark. We don't want to go drive around and look for the automotive upholstery shops. But what I'm after here is they have all those scraps of when they're building the upholstery. So the leather scraps are the best. They absorb the, put them in a bag, leave the bag open, put them underneath the passenger seat over there, and it absorbs all the odors. That's one way. But I've got two products here. One is, once you vacuum your carpet and shampoo your carpet, please, you can buy this product, a spray can in a parts store. Just spray it on there, let it sit on there for whatever the can says, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then you just vacuum it. And you can buy those cordless vacuums. And vacuum it up. Once you vacuum it, here's the secret remedy. Two products, baking soda. Cheap. Baking soda really does. You just sprinkle the baking soda over the carpet. And you can actually do the upholstery, too, if you have cloth upholstery. Sprinkle that over there. Once you vacuum, it opens up the pores of the upholstery, and you sprinkle that baking soda on there. Just let it sit. Walk away. Come back. I mean, I'm talking about an hour. Come back and vacuum all the baking soda up. It absorbs all the odors, all these toxic chemicals that they're talking about. And another thing, believe it or not, coffee grounds can absorb the scents also, by the way. So if you can keep them getting absorbed, you won't get sick. So, ooh, that new car smell, huh? I thought it was good, but it's not. VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Be careful. So do you have a Ford Mustang? Do you want to buy a Ford Mustang? Did you want to wish you had a Ford Mustang? Are you looking at maybe buying a Ford Mustang? Okay, so back. Let's go back a couple days. This happened this last week, but it happened in 1964. 2 days before the official Ford Mustang on sale date, one mistakenly left the dealership. Mistakenly. The lucky new owner, the very first person to buy a Mustang, was Gail Wise. She was 22 years old at the time. She was a school teacher from Chicago. Her parents actually lent her the money after she landed her new job, but had no way to get to and from the school she was to teach at. Cash in hand from her parents, she headed to the local dealership in search of a convertible. When she expressed her desires, she was disheartened to learn, folks, that no drop tops were in stock. Perhaps seeing her dismay, the salesman told her that had a special surprise and led her to a back room back in 1964. And in that back room, she's like, oh my gosh, what'd she find? A baby blue Ford Mustang convertible in the back room. The car had yet to be released to the public, and the salesman knew the sale shouldn't occur. But yet, what's a couple days, he said. It's commission. I'm going to sell it to her. So Gail offered to pay full price for the car back in 1964. A Ford Mustang convertible cost her $3,470.50. That's $3,447.50 without even taking it for a test drive. She says, here's my money, I'll take it. Well, as you know, the salesman said, can't say no to that. She left with many, of course, stares and a lot of smiles. People were staring at her because the car wasn't released yet. Nobody knew what it was. The very first convertible Mustang was sold. Well, Gail now, as of last week, she's 79 years old. She still owns the car today, folks. The light baby blue Ford, 1964 Ford Mustang. Gail Wise, thank you for buying the very first Mustang that came to us in the back room to be. Wow. It's pretty awesome. Now, think about the numbers. Numbers of the sale on that one, huh? Are you going to will that to me, Gail? Please? You can. Let me give you my address. Have you been involved with the very first sale of something? Maybe a cassette? Maybe a radio? Maybe a car? I'd love to hear it. 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Look forward to seeing you coming right back after a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the Jacksonville shooting that left three black people dead as a potential hate crime. In a White House statement, Biden said, "As the nation searches for answers, we must say clearly and forcefully that white supremacy has no place in America." An attorney for former President Trump says he doesn't need any pretrial prepping. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Haba reiterated that Trump has done nothing wrong, despite four indictments totaling 91 counts. A tropical storm is expected to intensify into a hurricane and make landfall north of Tampa this week. The storm is expected to bring several inches of rain along Florida's west coast. Gran Turismo is taking a modest victory lap after barely crossing the finish line ahead of Barbie in the weekend's box office race. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Road 66.
End of a trend is coming, and end of a trend is coming. What? Prices are dropping below sticker price? Good. We're going to get to that story here in just a little bit. Oh, it's time. Woo! It's time. That oog horn means it's time to go into that email bag. Let's do it. Thank you, Eddie the Engine. Throw me the email bag over here. Thank you. I got a lot to get to, he says. I will. I'll get to them. And by the way, I'll shout out to all of you that's emailed here at Auto World. Thank you. I will get to all of you and get you all fixed by... Promise by Tuesday morning. How's that? All day tomorrow, we'll rock and roll and get you fixed. And by the way, with that, there's free, no cost in consulting. Folks, I'm an ASE Certified Master Technician. ASE, that's the little blue star you should see. Look for the little blue star that has the white ASE in that star at your repair shops, transmission shops, brake shops, tire shops, etc. Even at the parts store, believe it or not, they need to be certified too. Period. And you'll see the little certificates in the back framed, and you can ask them, hey, are you ASE certified? If they are, that means that they've passed the test. We have to pay for those tests. We have to spend our money to take the test. And if you do fail the test, you cannot take it again until the following year. So it's pretty stringent. You need to have at least, I believe ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, I think they do come around and say you got to have at least starting at 4 years of hands-on before you even take one of our tests. And I'm going to tell you right now, those tests are really, really tough. You need more than 4 years. But anyway, let's do it. Email bag. Let's climb in there and get one. Wait a minute. Oh, there's one. Too many. We'll get everybody fixed. Consulting-wise, though, yeah, through the week, you folks that are listening on a delayed station or in a different time slot and or a different day, it's good to have you along. Remember, you can always get in touch with me through email, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With this one, let's help Cindy here. Cindy says, I have a small problem that could turn into a big one. My sunroof is making a ton of wind noise. I'm afraid if I don't get it repaired, it might start leaking. Do you know of a place that can fix it here in the Monterey area, Mark? Enjoy your program, Cindy, listening here in Monterey. Well, awesome, Cindy. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's do a shout-out first to our great Auto World AW Auto World affiliate. That would be KSCO AM 1080. That is Red Hot News Talk right there in Santa Cruz, Santa Clara. Monterey, California, good to have you folks along. Pebble Beach is coming in August. I can't hardly wait. It's a lot of fun. And at that time in August, we'll share with you some of the trivia and all there about what Pebble Beach is all about. I was there back in my first year, I believe, was back in 1998. Anyway, what an experience. Cindy, yes, you're absolutely right. And this is why we like going into the email bag every week and every hour, because a lot of other people, Cindy, probably have a lot of wind whistling noise, too, in their sunroof. And this is not only for sunroofs, but this is for, you know, your doors and around your mirrors or whatever. If you hear wind whistling, folks, just like Cindy's saying here, you're right, Cindy, you could start leaking. I know in Monterey you have a little more rain than we have here in the Boise, Idaho area, and or even, you know, when it rains down there in Scottsdale and Phoenix area and Maricopa, boy, it just downpours, and then it's hot and dusty. Anyway, I'm just, while I'm talking, I'm trying to figure out here where I'm going to send you in Monterey. beautiful little town right there on the ocean. Cindy, the best thing to do, right off the tip of my tongue, I do not have a name of a shop that I can recommend at this time. I can hunt that out for you, and I will. But here live on the radio behind the silver microphone, I want to kind of point out to you and everyone else that body shops can help you with your sunroof wind whistling leak. It's a simple thing. It really is. But it's the body shop. Those two words, body shop. You do not really want to go into an automotive repair facility or a transmission facility or a brake shop facility. You want to go to a body shop facility, go and tell them exactly what you're telling me. I've got a small wind noise up here in my sunroof. And what they'll do is they'll actually make sure that you have it closed all the way. That is tight. That could be a problem. The motor might not be closing all the way, causing, you know, that when the moonroof, sunroof, to be open a little bit. So they'll make sure that it's going back into a park mode. And if it's not, then they'll tell you that we need to put a new motor in there and get a new park pole motor in there. That could be it. But more than likely, truthfully, it's weather stripping. And that's a simple thing you can look for yourself. Just open it up. I want to make sure that the weather stripping looks good all the way around, front, back, side, left, right, passenger, driver's side, etc., Cindy. Make sure that all the weather stripping looks good, and if it doesn't look good or kind of smashed, then you need to buy new weather stripping. And, you know, again, you can do that. Now, I'm going to give you you can do that yourself, believe it or not. And if you do not want to do it yourself, the body shop will do it for you. One company that I can mention, Steel, STEELE, is all steel rubber products. So they'll have the weather stripping for your sunroof. Pretty sure. Let me know. We can get you fixed, but that's how you do it. The same thing around the driver's door and the passenger doors, etc., even the trunk and the hatchbacks, folks. Steel Products has all those rubber weather strippings for you to make sure that no water gets in. So if you hear wind, like Cindy, then you're going to have water eventually coming in. So let's get her fixed. Thanks, Cindy. Hey, appreciate the email coming right out of Monterey. They're listening to us on KSCO AM 1080 Red Hot News Talk. Appreciate it. Cindy, thank you. Appreciate that. Here's the address. Send me back an address and I get you a gift pack out. And I'll throw in a informational pack there with the steel products for you, too. So even if the body shop, now this is another thing, you know, folks, the body shop there in Monterey might not have ever heard of the steel products, that company. So you'll get that, too, Cindy. Appreciate it. We'll get that maybe fixed. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's where it's at, right there. Now, here's a little trivia for us. Thinking about not only our car goes down the road, burning petrol, or fuel, what we might want to call it, or we have an EV. Guess what the EVs and the petrol burners, ICE, vehicles have in common? I counted to three. It's over with. Done. I got to tell you, you didn't guess. It's called wind. Wind. They both go down the road, bucking wind. So an EV will also have the same weather stripping problems eventually once it gets the miles put on it. But petrol versus EV, they all have the wind thing coming in common. Thomas Midgley Jr. invented leaded gas for General Motors. That's right. Leaded fuel? What's that? Exactly. That little, I have an old gas pump. It's got the sign on it that says, contains lead. Well, Thomas Midgley Jr. invented leaded gas for General Motors and Standard Oil. Yep. Isn't that something? Leaded fuel. Today, I'm spending huge, huge money to mix gasoline, petrol, and get lead in there correctly for a 1916 Chevrolet that I own. Back in the early days, these cars did burn a lot of leaded fuel. Chrysler. Oh, yes, Chrysler. 1957. Remember those days? Oh, yeah, the New Yorker, the two-door hardtop New Yorker. Oh, it was big. Oh, yes, had the 392 cubic inch V8 in it. 325 horsepower. It cost a whole $4,259. Wow. Back then, the Chrysler 300C, well, it was new and had a narrow grill back in the day. Had a 392 in it, too, at the time. 300, America's, the 300C, America's most powerful car, is what they call it, the Mighty Chrysler back in that day. That day was 1957. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, Chile, folks, Chile plans to nationalize its vast lithium industry. You know why we need lithium? Batteries. Electric batteries.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, yes, AMX. AMX, American Motors. Back in 1977, they produced a 1977 AMX Hornet. AMX excitement. A higher level of excitement is what they boasted back in that day. It was 77, had the stripes on it, had the AMX very proudly on the side front door. Oh, it was fast. And then, of course, from that point on, you had the intermediate-sized car coming in from American Motors. The Rambler Classic, two-door, four-door, V8, six cylinders. Oh, prices ranged from... They had the Rebel. Remember the Rebel? It was the final 1966. They called it the final classic line. Had a new grill, though, the Rebel. American Motors, 1967, Rebel. Talking about gasoline, the who opened the very first drive-in gas station? Now that we know who invented leaded gasoline, Gulf opened up the very first station in Pittsburgh in 1913. Things have changed. I believe, was it Tesla that's opened up the very first EV gas station? I mean, EV electrical station? Okay, Chelly. Talking about Tesla and electrical and electricity and batteries, all that. Well, Chelly here this last week, they announced they plan to nationalize its vast lithium industry. Lithium is what we need to build, the companies need to have to build batteries for our EVs. Chelly's president, Gabriel Boric, said on Thursday, actually, he would nationalize the country's lithium industry, the world's second largest producer of this metal, essentially for all electric vehicle batteries. And they want to do that to, of course, boost their economy and to protect the environment. That's what he's stating. Now, this shock move in the country with the world's largest lithium reserves would be in time to transfer control of Chile's vast lithium operations from industry giants like SQM and a couple more. I won't mention here on the air, but what matters is that they're going to open that up for all of us over in other countries to purchase their lithium. Now, this is a fresh challenge for electric vehicles, EVs, manufacturers scrambling to secure battery materials. Do they even have enough lithium to build the batteries? We will find out. As stated earlier in Auto World here a couple months ago, that in fact Tesla is talking about, as I were, you know, was there live to see it, as Elon Musk talked about at the end of the investor conference, talking about the aspect of magnets to get off the lithium. We'll find out later what Tesla's going to do with that. But lithium mine reserves, this is according to the USGS, the ore reserves by country in millions of metric tons. Here's some numbers for you. Chile is the number one with 9,200 metric tons. Australia's second comes in at 4,700 metric tons. Argentina's there at 1,900. China, 1,500. USA, we have 750 metric tons. Canada, then, is 530. Brazil, Portugal, and others, of course. But we're 750, where Chile is 9,200 millions of metric tons. Lithium. Well, talking about cars, of course, because this is Auto World, America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. I'm proud to say that we're here for you. You're here for us. I appreciate that. And that means that we all are living in an auto world, and that means that we own a car, a vehicle of some sort. It could be a truck. It could be a two-door, four-door convertible. It doesn't matter. Are you riding a horse? Are you driving or riding a horse to work or to the grocery store? Most of us are not. Well, it's the end of an era, folks. Finally, new vehicle prices drop below sticker price. Yes. You know, that new car smell. Well, we got that new car sticker on the side window. The prices are falling, finally, for the first time in nearly 2 years. The average price paid for a new vehicle in the United States dropped below the number on the window. Yes. Which is rising inventory levels and incentives combined to push the number down. This was all in March, not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Now, the average transaction price, what you and I pay for a vehicle, fell to this is the average price. It fell to $48,008. Now, this is all according to Kelley Blue Book. That's down 1.1%, or about $550. Hey, money's money. This is $550 down from February's number of $48,558. But it's still $1,784 more than a year ago, so we still got to work on it. We still got to get her down, supply and demand. $171 less than the average sticker price. In time, the minivans are getting additional dealer markups, though. It's the vans. You folks are liking to purchase these vans, huh? Yeah. For some reason. Now, let's talk about, gas, ice, the vans. You know, I think you like the vans. I have a lot of clientele and customers that like the vans because they're a little lower to the ground to get in and get out, but yet the ride height is quite high. They can still see. Do you agree? Do you own a minivan? I purchased one back in the first year Chrysler came out with that. Dodge Caravan, Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'd like to hear from you all the time. Since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Follow me on Facebook. Appreciate you following me. Thank you. And Instagram account is Auto World Media Podcast. If you do definitely want to go back and listen to see what Chelly did or what we did in the first hour, or the third hour, the second hour, you can just Google Auto World, Mark Evans, and you'll find us. Click on me. You'll see me sitting there behind the silver microphone, as I am right now, known for that since 1992. And I'm on LinkedIn also under my name, Mark Evans. I have websites, Auto World Media, autoworldmedia.com, more to come. The electric vehicles are the talk, of course, of every conversation anymore. And if you have any questions or concerns, I welcome your calls, your emails at all times, even after we're live off the air. Email is always good, folks. I want to make sure that you can know how to get to the second, third hour that your favorite radio station that you're listening to us on right now is the best way to get to us is GGCN. That's good. Charlie, Nancy, GCNLive.com. I do appreciate you doing that because that's what it's all about. Absolutely. I want to make sure that you stay in touch in the ebb and flow of Auto World right here. Every week is different. So, now, EVs and sales of them. Electric vehicles. The ETP for EVs was up $313. In fact, Mini did a report. Yeah, Mini Cooper. Mini, BMW, they did a survey and found out that 50% of all of us are going to buy an EV in the next 5 years. the average price for an EV sold. The average price for an EV? The average price, let's back up here. The average price by Kelley Blue Book said that the price fell, sticker price fell. Yes, what we were giving for them below the sticker price is $48,008. Now for an EV, it's $58,940. Well, that's which is well above the average price. So, it looks like maybe, as you know, Tesla's lowering their prices, as I stated the first hour, but the auto manufacturers are now finally giving you and I some incentives to maybe jump in there and to buy. Give us some more, please. What would you want the manufacturers or the dealers to give you when looking at a new car? I know a lot of you might be looking right now. How are you looking and how are you finding how to purchase an automobile? Are you using the internet and then driving to the dealer to get behind the steering wheel and drive it to see what that new car smell is all about? Oh, good to have you along. I appreciate it. We'll see you in an hour. Well, in about 5-6 minutes here on the third hour. Where, in fact, they confirmed it. We're going to hear about it. They confirmed it. The return of the Mini Moto is back. Buick unveiled it, too.
Say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.